Welcome to Marks of the Round Table. I'm your host, DB Richards, alongside my partner, Fran, and our special guest, James Weiss, Dave Keener, and Joe Law. So, we're starting this a little bit late, and the three pre-show matches did happen already. Robert Roode versus Mojo Rawley. Robert Roode won that match. What was the other ones?
The Balor Club versus the Revival, which the Revival won.
Okay.
And then you had Kalisto, Dorado.
Grand Metalik versus TJP, Jack Gallagher, and Drew Gulak.
And Kalisto's team won that one.
Right.
Okay. Could we see Kenny Omega joining the Royal Rumble tonight?
After what happened last night?
Because he just left Japan's Bullet Club.
Everybody keeps saying that it's because of his... Oh, he just got his contract renewed, but... Was that even official besides the fact that that Meltzer was saying it was?
But anything can happen. WWE could be working with New Japan.
Didn't Jericho sign a deal with them, too?
Yes.
Jericho doesn't even have a contract. He just comes and goes whenever he wants.
Right. Same thing with Cena.
Well, Cena's under contract, but he can do whatever he wants.
Right, he's Cena.
Be nice if he can.
I was saying that I think it's really funny that they're pushing the Balor Club now. It just seems like everything would fall into place for Kenny to make an appearance, but there might be somebody else that makes a big appearance tonight.
We still have Dolph Ziggler that we haven't seen for 4 months.
That would be such a huge appearance compared to Kenny Omega. My God.
Is that a sarcastic?
I can't wait for Dolph. Did he find his smile?
No, he left it next to Broad Street Bullies.
Maybe Ziggler will come out to Kenny's music.
No, he's going to come out to that Shawn Michaels song when he left to find his smile.
Oh, okay. If he came out to Kenny's music, he would be the biggest... Roman will get cheered.
Dude, I would love to hear somebody come out and CM Punk's music and just troll the whole world.
But that would only happen in Chicago.
Yeah, true.
Well, you got to remember, CM Punk was a huge part of Ring of Honor, and Ring of Honor was a huge part of Philadelphia.
Yes.
So, for that to happen.
So, we could talk about the Rumble a little bit more, but what about TakeOver last night?
That's pretty damn good.
I haven't watched it yet.
I watched it.
You need to just skip the Rumble and just watch it now. Dad, because that show was amazing.
I heard it was amazing. I was going to sit down and watch it when I get done tonight.
Like, the main event, forget about that being match of the year. It was one of the best matches they ever had.
Because I was at Icons all yesterday doing...
You could still watch it. You have the network at home.
But I did my Ubering that night, too.
Oh, so you didn't sleep, basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I really didn't sleep.
You get on more Ubering, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, Fran's got a point there.
It's true. I could do it. I just need money because I only have $45 in my box.
I just think that armbar went a little too long. That's all.
Okay.
Between she learned it from Jericho.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It was a great show, start to finish.
They went for the Rocky story.
Yeah.
Right.
I was amazed looking at that Adam Cole lost his match. I was thinking they were going to pull him over.
Great match. Adam Cole's hand was split open. So
if there's somebody that they're pushing harder than Adam Cole, it's Black. So
yeah,
that's true. But I think because Adam Cole could be a number one guy SmackDown.
They both can.
Yeah, they both can.
But it was great though, because right after that match was over, it's like, all right, guys. This is the match of the night. And then the main event was like, no, hold my beer.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But you, and me, Fran, James, and Dave, all went to HOH on Friday night.
Yes, we did. Great show. Great show.
So, what did you think of that show?
Austin Aries versus Riddle was awesome.
What about Sami Callihan versus Brian Cage?
I like the Aries and Riddle match more.
That was the match of the night.
But Callahan versus Cage was good. Callahan's always good.
Right. And we're two contracted Impact wrestlers now. Because Brian Cage just got signed to Impact.
Yes.
Brian, they're saying the storyline, Brian Cage is going to take over the Bobby Lashley spot.
Did you think slacked on something this time around? Or you just thought they just did all right?
No, they did fine.
It's great. It was a normal, like,
indie show. That MVP wasn't there.
Yeah, because everything is on TV, because they're doing the Twitch earnings. He's like, I gotta get my face out. Well, it's because he did the Raw 25 stuff. He didn't really do shit, though.
But do you think he'll show up tonight, Dreamer?
What?
He might. I mean, it would make sense.
What about MVP? Right.
He could. I mean, if they need spots to fill.
It is possible.
So what else is on the card? You got the Jordan Seth Rollins versus the Bar.
I'm picking the Bar.
You're picking the Bar.
How much longer do you think the Bar is going to be around? Do you think that Chris Hero is going to take Sheamus' spot since everybody keeps talking about how Sheamus is on his tail end of his career?
You think he's on the tail? I think.
That's what they've been talking about because of his neck issues. That's why he's doing tag teaming right now.
So,
possible, but if he got replaced with Hero and we got Kings of Wrestling again, that'd be amazing.
Oh my gosh, that would be great.
But then you'd have to.
Or how about
Cesaro go back to Claudio then?
Or how about you just have the trio? All three of them could be the Bar, so Sheamus could still be there. And I mean, they do the same thing with the New Day.
Bring back the Ring of Honor, make them do the Kings again.
They do the same thing with the New Day, and you know, so they got the 3-person team.
What about Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles?
AJ's winning that one.
Yeah, there's no way Cammy's going over.
If anything, that's going to cause an issue between the two of them, and then they're going to feud again. So they got their
right.
So they got their Mania match. I can see match.
That. Well, now do you think that Shane or Daniel or both may end up down there during that match?
You know,
Shane will.
You know, it'd be amazing, but of course, it's not going to happen. AJ wins, and then he's like sticks it to Daniel Bryan. He's like, "See, you couldn't do anything," and then Bryan wins the Rumble.
They are saying Bryan is cleared,
and he's rumored to be in.
But he's rumored to be in.
Well, the thing that's so funny about it is where Mania is at. So it would only make sense for there to be, but that would be setting him up for a heel thing, and like nobody's gonna look at it that way.
They were pushing it like that for a while, though, when he was trying to go
Bryan can basically do what he wants. They could make him the biggest douchebag in the world, and everybody's gonna
he'll
love
still
him.
Work, yeah, yeah.
So
that would be a good match, Bryan versus AJ.
It's almost
no, supposed to be Bryan versus Shane.
Nothing I know, yet. But if they went with him winning and AJ keeping the title all the way up to Mania.
So, Dave, what do you think?
What's up?
The pay-per-view is about ready to start, so we got to cut this off.
We'll cut this off, but we'll be back after this to talk about more.
Yeah, we'll talk about the fallout.
Let's talk about the fallout. Let's do it.
After we get some food, so you don't have to whisper that. All right, guys. See you in a few.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go.
Say what you're going to say.
Japan just bombed the Royal Rumble with Nakamura and Asuka winning the Rumble.
That's racist.
How's that racist?
There's a color
racist.
TV over there.
You just how's don't that? Like it because you didn't get your points.
I don't care about my points.
You're upset because the wrong person.
Dude, Nakamura is a horrible wrestler. The guy can't wrestle for shit. You guys are like, oh, this is what the Bull Club wants us to be. Like, oh, look at this.
You were less upset when Roman won the Rumble.
Dude, Roman sucks too. They can't put the right people out there. Like, Dolph Ziggler
right
should have won it.
Or Dolph Ziggler.
Get out of my fucking candy.
Dolph Ziggler.
Dude, I'll tell you this right now. Asuka, dude, I don't know why she's like, Mrs. like, oh, I have to win every match because Vince McMahon wants me to. Dude, who cares about she has on her feet? Dude, there's no special thing about her. She's horrible.
Who would you have picked?
Who I would pick?
Carmella? No.
No, I wouldn't have picked Carmella. I would have picked Nia Jax. She was being the beast that she should be. And I am loving her.
Well, then she doesn't have to win because she's already, like, the beast.
No, dude, she needs a title. She needs to be the Awesome Kong in WWE.
Well, Awesome Kong should be in WWE.
She should be in WWE.
But then there would be no reason for Nia Jax. You can't have the natural disasters.
And why not?
Why not? The women's natural disasters.
Dude, you can put one on Raw and one on SmackDown.
Whoa, you know what? WWE needs to hire this guy.
But, hold up. For the men, I would have used anybody. I don't think Nakamura should be in the title picture.
So you would have used anybody?
Because everybody's like, oh, look at the match with AJ and Nakamura. Who gives a crap?
Did you even watch it?
I could watch Adam Cole versus freaking Black the whole time and be go, wow, that could be a WrestleMania match.
But have you ever seen Nakamura?
Yeah, I hated it. I thought it was the worst match ever.
So you only liked Adam Cole versus Black because they're both white?
No.
Do you have any favorite Japanese guys?
Yes, Muda.
Better still around. Okay, he's still around.
I love Muda. Yeah. Dude, I like Takamichi Noko. There's a lot of
any of the newer guys.
Onita or Okada or
To be fair, he did actually say that he would have been okay if one girl that was in there would have won.
Kairi Sane.
Yeah. I like her.
So you like them? Then what's wrong with Nakamura? What's wrong with
Asuka? He can't wrestle. This little Michael Jackson by the name.
That's just his gimmick.
That's why you marked out so much for gender when you called him Pokemon.
Gender's from Canada, goddammit.
That's why he likes him because he's a heartmark.
Gender is freaking.
I want you to hold this bag so you can find your way out of it because you have no freaking clue.
Shut up, ref.
Jinder Mahal's from Canada. Muhammad Hassan's from Nashville. Rusev is from Texas. Come on.
Hey, Rusev is awesome.
Yeah, he is
an awesome Texan.
You leave Rusev.
That's not what I'm getting at, though.
Happy Rusev Day.
That's not what I'm getting at.
Rusev should have won the Rumble. How about that?
Yeah.
Rusev will be great in the Rumble.
Okay, you know what? We will all agree with that because he was one of the most over people in the Rumble. He's one of the most over people right now. Why don't
Nakamura
they do more with him?
Nakamura is not over. He's horrible.
But Nakamura,
dude, I fall asleep when I see his matches.
He's over because they weren't giving him crap. This is his chance to put himself in the main spot.
Nakamura versus AJ is going to be awesome. Everybody but you thinks so.
Yeah. It's probably
going
to be...
Going to fall asleep. Going to take a nap when it's AJ versus Nakamura. Going to feel bad because AJ's one of the best talent on the roster.
And he's going up against one of his long-standing rivals in Nakamura.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Real quick. You mean to tell me you watched Wrestle Kingdom 11?
Yeah, okay? I have them all.
Which was AJ Styles versus Nakamura.
Yeah, I have it. I know.
Which I thought was an amazing match. The whole show Wrestle Kingdom 11 was great. During that match?
I highly doubt that.
I love that match, Wrestle Kingdom 11.
Okay.
Dude, my favorite wrestler of all time is Austin Aries.
Austin Aries is a great guy.
Right now. Dude, Jake Lethal is an all great wrestler.
NXT.
Ring of Honor. Oh, I know. Jake Lethal should be in NXT. He should be in the WWE roster. He should be up there. Hanging out with his boy Woods playing video games.
Right, be the fourth member of the New Day.
No, screw that. That's racist.
There's a TV right there. Yeah. How is it racist?
Dude, how's, like, me saying I don't like Nakamura or Asuka because I hate their gimmicks?
It's because of how you referred to them as well, Dave.
What, the Japanese song? Yo,
that's not what you said.
You said Bomb Pearl Harbor.
You racist bastard.
Dude, you don't even call him by their name. You're just literally calling him the Japs.
All right.
That's very Vince Russo of you.
Thank you. I bet Vince Russo will give me 5 stars for this moment.
Make sure you say with a bad New Jersey, New York accent while you're at it.
I don't like them.
Nakamura and Asuka are not making wrestling great again.
Dude, I'm gonna
it's not a Trump thing.
Besides saying that they're trash in the ring and that you don't like their gimmick, what is it that you honestly do not like about them?
Besides them being Japanese.
You can think of one thing that... There's one thing that you can say that you're not saying.
What?
The time that he dropped John Cena on his head.
Dude, he's not safe.
But you're just saying that now because I mentioned it.
No, you did make it sense. I
Another reason
you can't just take one fluke and say he's not safe. Seth Rollins.
Or no.
Did I say anything good about him?
Here's another
one. Yes, you defended him. Seth Rollins, saying that it wasn't his fault people got injured wrestling him.
No,
you were completely blaming the guys that he was wrestling against when he got wrestled. No, Seth Rollins.
I know another reason why you don't like him, because he caved in Austin Aries' face.
That's yeah.
But see, you just remember it now.
The most legitimate reason.
But you just know.
I still don't like him. Dude, I will take Enzo over him. Can we bring Enzo back?
You're so
full.
No. I was his witness.
You're so full.
He was with me that day with that girl.
You were.
Hell no. All
right.
That girl wasn't around there. I'm her witness now.
Moving on
to Pearl Harbor Parts 2.
Here we go. All right. Honestly, in that whole women's match, who could you honestly say could win it and deserves it?
What, women's?
Yeah.
Nia Jax. Okay. Nikki Bella.
Why is Nikki Bella?
Because these guys
Nikki
were
Bella
here.
She's hasn't been around.
Up. She's
Hold
been
up.
Gone since WrestleMania. Logan,
anybody so that's been around longer than Asuka, I wouldn't give her the first
Asuka
one ever.
Asuka had more ring experience than most of them combined.
Dude, in WWE, who's been around longer?
Than who?
Nikki Bella? Trish Stratus.
That is still under current working contract.
Mickie James.
Okay.
I will give it to somebody that needs, that's in WWE longer than Asuka.
Natalya.
Natty should have
the title, and she's already had a little push for a while. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, people like that should be the first ever women's. Not somebody, because she doesn't lose matches.
You also have to remember, Dave, that you're also an older person watching it, so you have experienced a lot of it. Not everyone that's watching it is and will know everything that they've done.
Plus, you know, if you were
most
kind
of them have been around watching Asuka and those younger ones.
I think anybody that's on the top, you're just going to be like, fuck this person. That's why you were like, I don't like Naomi and her entrance.
Right.
I don't
say the same thing about Rousey.
But you want to know something? I respect
Naomi.
I respect Naomi, everything she does in the ring, because I
Naomi.
Naomi.
You said Naomi.
You only like her because who her husband is.
I love who her husband is. I love the Usos. I was always an Usos fan.
Since when?
Always. I like the Usos.
Since one went to jail.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I always like the Usos. What, you don't think I like the Usos?
No, because you like the European
wrestlers. What does the Uso mean then?
No, I like, dude, I like a lot of people that's not from European.
What does Uso mean then?
Your five favorite wrestlers, like, all right, from Europe.
Just checking.
Except for Austin Aries.
Dude,
he's like 5'2".
Like, who else do you think I don't like? Dude, I love the Breeze and Fandango. I like
that's different.
Oh, now you're not only racist, but you're sexist too.
They weren't even in it.
What?
Because they're gay.
Who else do you think I don't like?
Let's see. Enzo. There's.
Yeah, I don't like Enzo just because he's in. Roman Reigns is building up, but he's not one of the people that I'm going to go, oh, I like
Mojo
him.
Mojo Rawley.
Oh, I hate him.
Wait. Let's talk about that, because I don't think Mojo Rawley deserved that in the pre-show, so.
Dude, Mojo had the best promo he ever did on a goddamn phone.
Right, he did it on, like, Facebook Live or something like that.
Best promo ever. But who else?
But you see, if he was going to push you, it would just be like, he's ripping off of the Miz's promo.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of did, so.
Yeah.
But, okay, you're giving me people that I already said I don't like. Give me somebody that you think I don't, that I'd like, but you don't know.
Kurt Hawkins.
I love him.
Monty Brown.
I like Monty Brown.
Okay.
Dude, I wish
Monty Brown.
He left wrestling because his sister died. He went home and took care of her kids. So that's why he left wrestling. So I have mad respect for the man.
Foley
McFoley? Stunt double. Okay.
Wait a minute. Fuck you. Okay?
Well, it's going to be day-on-day violence now.
Stunt double how? Because I don't know any other person who would go through a cage three times in one night and get back up and say, hey, let's do it again.
He's a stuntman. Dude, he's not a wrestler. He's a stuntman.
So you're saying he's a glorified stuntman?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that
find
say?
Find me when he has chain wrestling. Show me something that he chain wrestled in.
Kevin Sullivan, 1983 AWA.
Oh my gosh, one match. Give me something like more recently. He is more of a stuntman like Jeff Hardy.
He's not really wrestling more recently.
No, not recently. What? I'm talking about from what everything he did was falling.
Go back. WCW, Cactus Jack.
Falling. Okay, keep on going.
Pillman.
Falling. Okay. Who's next?
You also realize we're going out on a tangent, not actually talking about the pay-per-view.
Hold on. They're trying to say that I don't like anybody. Who else?
We didn't say you don't like anybody.
Ronda Rousey. What do you think of her?
Dude, she hasn't shown me anything yet.
She will soon enough. Let's talk about that. Anyway.
If she won the Royal Rumble, I wouldn't like it because she hasn't been in wrestling yet.
But you would have liked more than Asuka.
Yeah.
I don't think Asuka deserves it.
See, you're not answering the question.
Shut up.
You're not answering the question.
What's the question?
Bastard.
You would have preferred Ronda over Asuka, even though Asuka's been wrestling more.
No, I would have went with, if they were the last two, I think I would say Asuka.
But then you would have been like, I would have preferred somebody else.
Dude, like Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella does not deserve
it. Brie.
Okay.
Somebody that's
been going since last WrestleMania. She has not done anything.
I'm talking about
just being engaged. Somebody like Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan.
I don't think they deserve it yet.
But they're getting there.
They will get
there. Ruby Riott.
But I think the first ever Royal Rumble should be somebody legendary. Not
they don't need it. They don't need it.
But Asuka don't need it either.
The legend. Hi, I'm a legend.
Dude,
thank you.
They spent the better part of 2 years hyping her up, and you think she can't? She shouldn't win the Rumble?
No, she shouldn't win the Rumble because she could be in a freaking mess WrestleMania. Why should she need to win the Rumble? She already undefeated.
So you're saying that the Hurricane should win then?
Hold up. Why not use somebody that needs that push to get there? So, like how they kept on trying to put Roman Reigns in that spot in the beginning just because they were trying to push him.
All right, so Ember Moon. Say Nia Jax.
Ember Moon should be. Ember Moon. Could be.
Okay,
yes.
Say Nia Jax did win the Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah, she's hurt
and
bad.
Nia Jax won the Royal Rumble, and yes. Asuka's still getting her crazy push. It still comes down to Asuka being the championship.
Asuka can go on and take on Charlotte and have one of the best matches of all time.
But they would need a reason to explain why she just switched brands out of nowhere.
What about her cousin, then?
Is she on SmackDown?
Asuka's on Raw.
Okay. Yeah. Charlotte's on
SmackDown.
That's why Ronda Rousey's pointing to Charlotte.
Right, that's
Ronda
what
Rousey
I said.
And Charlotte at Mania.
Okay. Because
everybody already knew Charlotte versus Rowdy was going to...
But if you say that about Nia, what do you say about her cousin, then?
Who?
Tamina.
They're not really related.
Yes, they are.
No,
yes, they are.
I read up on it. Snuka.
Jimmy Snuka is Anoa'i family. Tamina Snuka.
Snuka is godfather of one of the kids, and that's it. He's not related to the family.
Tamina and Rocky are related.
They're all
Nia
cousins.
Jax is related to Rocky. Cousins. They're all family.
All Samoans are related.
Yeah. Like
it's like saying all Greeks are related.
Exactly.
Or all Asians are related.
Exactly.
Or all Germans are related.
Make a problem with my relatives.
See? You're right.
You got a problem with my cousins?
Why'd you think of Mysterio?
Let's go to that and ignore this guy.
Let's go.
Mysterio was in great shape.
Mysterio looked the best.
Dude, I thought they were saying Mysterio was going to come in TNA.
Was signed with Lucha for a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So the question is, though, who's going to be the 205 on GM? Is it going to be Hurricane or Mysterio?
I still want Billy Kidman. I still want Billy Kidman.
Yeah, Billy Kidman. Like, I heard
Drew,
the best top choices on the...
No, I don't want Drew.
Billy Kidman.
I want Drew to wrestle.
Hurricane, Mysterio, or Dean Malenko.
Neville.
Dean Malenko would be so boring. Bro.
Somebody asked me in the...
Night Storm, can I have your attention, please? Just for 1 minute, please.
Yeah, the floor.
No, Lance Storm.
Oh.
Commissioner Storm.
1 minute, please. Okay. Really, that's the way he talks.
Sam, get away from him. I was Ubering the other day, and the guy got in my car. Big wrestling fan. Okay. We were talking about...
And he said he hoped Oscar would win, and he kicked him out.
Get out.
Oscar's winning the Rumble. This is your stop. Out.
No.
In Chester.
Yeah.
You like that Pierre Harbor bitch, don't you? 2 o'clock in the
morning. We're talking about 205. I'm not shut up about
something you wish you were.
Shut up. We're talking about 205. And he asked who should be the
commissioner. Come on, son.
Come on, son.
Who I think should be 205 GM? I said Billy Kidman. And he said that's not a bad idea. So let's go with Billy Kidman.
I said Billy Kidman as my first choice.
James,
too.
Who should be the 205 Live general manager?
Hulk Hogan.
Neville.
Why Neville? He's not at a level.
He's the king of the cruiserweights.
He's not at your level because he's shorter than you.
He's the jobless king of the cruiserweights.
Dude, Austin Aries just said, I have more titles than you, Neville. So I'm over the Neville level now.
My 13-year-old's over the Neville level. Come on.
Everyone's over the Neville level. Rich Swann is over the Neville level.
That's harsh.
Not anymore.
I know, he's free.
He's free. That's
more charges drop. It'll be on Raw tomorrow. Yeah.
They're so free. Crowd's still gonna be crapping on.
He'll come out, hit the
he's gonna come out and
he'll hit the thing start doing this. Like him and the boss man. Him and Enzo and that new tag team called Soap Dish.
I'm sorry, 305
drunk.
305. Yeah. Just the show with just Kane, Rhino, and like the big show, and that's it.
Well, sure, it's like 105.
Somebody just wrote like the women's Royal Rumble stole the show.
Because it did.
No, I don't think so.
Actually, no, I don't think it did.
It was just the surprises that were good about it.
The Vicky one was.
I think it was better than the.
No, match. I thought the Vicky one.
The Vicky one was great.
Dude, Vicky won.
She should be the 205.
I'd rather have Stephanie in that spot.
No, I couldn't.
I think the women's match was better than the men's. Anybody
see,
else?
Vicky Guerrero was only great in like small bursts, and that was good.
Vicky Guerrero is only where she is because of her husband. No offense, Eddie.
I mean, that's true.
No offense, Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm worried.
See, Vicky went there to see Aiden in English and go, son!
Yeah, son-in-law, yeah.
Son!
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's
a... Yeah, the oldest one is dating Aiden.
Yeah.
His daughter.
No, they're married.
Are they married now?
Yeah.
They're okay.
She did not cut it in NXT. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't going by Guerrero. What was she going by?
She's going by something. I forgot.
Something else, but it wasn't Guerrero.
His name. But, anyway. I don't think the women's was stolen the show. Sorry, can't go with that.
What stole the show?
What stole the show?
Yeah.
Nothing stole the show. Yeah. Takeover stole the show.
Right, Takeover stole the weekend. World.
Takeover did.
Takeover and House of Hardcore stole
that
the show.
That being
said,
the NXT surprises, the men's were, I like that.
See, like...
I still was kind
of
bummed out.
Dude, you start off with a good match. Dude, like right now, I think the AJ versus Kevin and Sammy was a great match. That was like I always say, from making a good pay-per-view, you always have to have a great starting match. And they always do that. Pay-per-view-wise.
Yeah. This might sound like a little detail, but you know what was the best part of the pay-per-view?
What?
Was Ember Moon still selling her arm injury.
Yeah.
Yes. Adam Cole selling the ribs still, too.
Which is why NXT is amazing, because they have that thing called psychology.
And continuity.
They believe in what wrestling should be.
There was that one meme, though, talking about with Undertaker coming out for Raw 25, how he didn't have his coat or his hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he left him at
WrestleMania.
That was
pretty
right.
It'd be kind of cool if he comes out at WrestleMania, picks up his stuff, puts it on.
With the men's Royal Rumble, when Elias did his song.
Yeah, that was great.
That was amazing.
That was great.
I can say the one thing I love about NXT is the fact that it gives you that old school wrestling style. Because like when you go
That's
to wrestle,
I mean.
All
because,
the lights go out.
Yeah,
like,
because
like
Triple H
WWE
is a
Triple H knows what he's doing.
Because Triple H is a Dusty Rhodes NWA mark.
Seriously, so. they just need to give it to.
I already wanted to do Territory Dolo with the Crusher.
That'd be pretty cool.
This is what
that'd be awesome. Like,
I was talking about this dude the other day with somebody. I said they should give 205 and just add it on to NXT. And then, because Triple H and Regal, you know they would do something good with that. And they already got the UK title, and that just brings in more people to
give. Well, 205 is Raw, so that's why you see a lot of 205 Raw.
Really goes either way.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, another one of the highlights is the fact that with...
And plus, they appear on NXT from time to time.
When they showed the debuts in the crowd or whatever for TakeOver, it was
yeah,
like
they did say,
okay, so Ricochet is going to be on NXT. He's not going to start on 205.
Right. EC3, War Machine.
EC3 and War Machine, not too worried about.
Cancel the Reggae one?
What's that?
Well, did Cancel the Reggae little introduction thing, or did they just
she came out of the crowd and started.
Well, no, they showed her out in the crowd like beforehand. So
they said the newest signee to NXT, Johnny Gargano's wife. Him, Mr. Wrestling, Candice Wrestling. This is what they're calling her. Candice Wrestling?
Mm-hmm. Candice Wrestling?
Mm-hmm. Candice Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Mrs. Wrestling.
Dude.
Take that song.
I think NXT has too many wrestlers.
What?
I think. No. Yeah, dude. Like, you have.
You mean too many stars?
Too many people. You can't. Like, you got Eric Young. He hasn't been on. Pay per view in a while.
He was there last night.
Was he a...
Yeah, he showed up at the...
I mean, he did a lot, and he wasn't in a match.
No, I'm just saying he hasn't
been...
Well,
he jumped and worked.
He was just away for, like, storyline purposes, but now he's back.
Yeah. He was hurt. But you guys got them guys. You got, who else?
I mean, that's what NXT is for. They make new talent. That's what... That's the main primary purpose.
See, I think they just need a... Make NXT and 205 put together and make it a little bit longer show.
There is one of the guys signed in WWE NXT, but they didn't show him there last night because he's not official yet.
Who?
Do you watch Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Silas Young.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I heard that yet. But
he is there, though. He is.
But a lot of... Dude, Austin Aries still goes down there and works out.
Austin Aries isn't signed. Austin Aries goes to work out.
But still, he still goes there and works.
Austin Aries is the only four. I mean, how many world titles he's holding right now? Four or five?
Four.
Only person ever hold four world titles at the same time.
Dude, it was Ultimate Dragon. I love him.
Those were juniors.
But he still had titles.
They weren't world titles. Juniors.
Sorry.
There's a difference, right?
Okay,
right?
There's an old Japanese wrestler I liked.
Ultimate Dragon?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's not
current. Ultimate Dragon was actually in between.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, it's fine if he's like all-time favorite Japanese, that's fine. I'm talking about like current Asian wrestler.
There's...
Like, just in general, current.
Okada.
Jimmy Yang Wang.
He's from Texas.
Current active wrestler.
Okay, let's rephrase. Somebody that doesn't speak good American.
Now that's racist.
No, there's a color TV right there. I told you. No, just, I'm talking about
like,
people that are from Japanese.
Some,
like
just
Okada.
Say Okada.
Okada.
I said him already.
Okay.
No, Yokozuna is Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian.
What's his finisher?
Like, I like Shinsuke, but I'll be honest. I like
George
Shinsuke. He's not my favorite. Kota is my favorite.
Hold on. No, back up.
Onita.
I said, okay, just keep saying Okada because he's the obvious person. He's like the freaking Hulk Hogan of New Japan now. Yeah. What's his finisher? Oh, you don't know his finisher?
Oh, my God. I don't
go
know
back,
a lot of people's finisher.
Go back and watch the
I don't know Seth Rollins' finisher.
Which one? The
curb
stomp. The DDT. Which one?
Actually, it's the blackout now.
Well, yeah. So,
it's still a curse.
Go back.
I don't know what Nakamura's finisher is.
Go back and watch Wrestle Kingdom 12 and watch Okada and Cody Rhodes.
I don't know because in WWE they don't tell you the moves' names.
The blackout, the curb stomp.
Crossroads.
My finisher is going to be that thing that's happening right now.
Is Nakamura's finisher move called that Japanese move?
Yes.
Yeah. That kick.
Is it a like, what did Tony Schiavone or Vince McMahon say? It's like, what a move!
Slobberknocker here.
Slobberknocker!
Why isn't Balor called his move the finisher?
Me and Fran had to talk to
you. That's like going to see a concert or something and seeing TBA at the bottom.
No, Fran, it should be the finisher.
The finisher. And right after he hits it, he just goes like this. He doesn't even have a jacket on. He just does
just does. It's like a bald guy trying to.
You know,
me and Fran had a whole bit about that.
You know what?
That if every time Finn Balor popped his collar in his entrance, Pyro would go.
It was people who would benefit from Pyro that don't have Pyro. But
Finn Balor was definitely one of those.
But one of the other ones that we have to talk about, we already did this, but we have to do it again for another podcast episode. Who would benefit from being on lots and lots of cocaine? Make Kane. Wrestling great again.
Kane.
Mojo. You think he's fast now? Just wait how fast he'll
be in
the ring.
Yes.
Matt Hardy.
No, he doesn't need any more. He's already got enough.
He needs more.
Bray Wyatt.
He needs cocaine.
Exactly.
The other one.
Can I get back to your conversation real quick?
Lots of steroids.
Does it have to be current Japanese wrestlers, or can it be current but back then Japanese wrestlers?
I got kids!
Does Tajiri still wrestles?
Tajiri, great wrestler.
Tajiri's a great wrestler from Japan.
Yes, I like
him. He still wrestles.
He does wrestle. I like him.
All right, that's a nice cop-out. But yeah, I said it, cop-out.
But what about guys from, New Japan?
A New Japan or Onita WWE.
And Okada. Masahiro Chono, who's still over there running New Japan.
Chono's good. I like him.
He's the one running New Japan.
Yeah, he's great in the NWO. He does too. Well, sweet!
What's his finisher?
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
What's Austin Aries?
What was his finisher?
The STF.
The STF.
Oh, see? You know the moves.
What's Masahiro Chono is the one that created the
STF. What's Austin Aries' finisher?
I don't know.
Yes, what the hell, yes, man? That is such a George answer.
The Last Chancery.
I'm down.
You know that thing where he looks at
I don't know the names of that shit. I know the finisher.
The brain buster.
I don't know
the running five arm.
Right.
It's one thing I don't know. I don't know names
that
of
knee.
Finishers.
He's used that knee.
But you know the moves. I know.
I know Bret Hart because it's his freaking sharpshooter.
Okay.
Who did the sharpshooter before him?
Was it somebody in Japan?
It wasn't Sting.
No, it was
Scorpion Deathlock.
No.
But he does it differently.
Because Sting holds it right here.
Bret Hart had it a little bit more, did longer than him.
Yeah, because Sting got it from Bret Hart.
Yes.
But still.
And I think it came from Japan, and the move came from Japan.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's a trivia question. Who created the jackhammer?
Which jackhammer?
The one that Goldberg did.
Okay, because there's different jackhammer, because then you have...
Okay, where did Goldberg get the move?
Okay, that's a different question. Go ahead, Dave.
Where did Goldberg get the move from? You should know this, because he's one of your favorite wrestlers.
Are you a huge Goldberg, Mark?
No. Goldberg's not one of his favorites, but he got his jackhammer from one of your favorite wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
Regal?
No.
Do you see Regal picking somebody up doing the no?
No, that's not what he did, or that's not what this person did. Dean Malenko.
Malenko did the jackhammer.
Yeah.
No, he was trying. He was trying to do a suplex or whatever.
Oh, and
he messed up.
Oh, it's like when Jake Snake was trying
did
to
it by
a suplex
accident.
And he accidentally invented.
Accidentally invented a jackhammer. I was like, look, that's a cool looking move.
The funny thing was Kevin Nash's original gimmick was jackhammer. When he had the grease all over his face, he had a red mohawk.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Nope.
No? Look it up.
But, I'm bad with names of finishers.
Except for the sharpshooter.
Hogan's leg drop, right?
Hogan's leg drop.
It's a leg drop.
The atomic leg drop.
Yeah.
How about the torture rack?
Lex Luger?
You know a move that never actually got a name was Daniel Bryan's flying knee.
And
wasn't it called flying knee?
Foley's mandible claw.
No, you know what the move was actually called for a little while? Oh my God, it's the move that beat John Cena.
Yeah, that's actually what
the yes knee.
Now it's just the yes knee in 2K18.
Yeah.
the knee plus.
But yeah, I'm not good with names of moves. I mean, I might know some, but I don't know them all. Dude, I don't know. I don't know the name of
Regal.
No, CM Punk's finisher. I just know.
Boom. Go to sleep.
You knew that.
No. What's the original name of it?
The go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Who used it before him?
Because he's. No, what's the name of it?
The go to sleep.
No, what was the name of it?
Fireman's Carry Kneebreaker.
What's the name of it?
Fireman's Carry Kneebreaker.
What did they call it?
The GTS.
Thank you.
Go to sleep. GTS.
Go to sleep preview.
But that's how they call it.
It's quicker. Right. It's like when they used to call the attitude adjustment.
Who was using it before him?
Yeah.
It's the dude, Japanese dude.
Who works with WWE?
I'm bad with his name. It's ITAMI.
No, Hideo Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy.
Tommy was using it before CM Punk.
That's where he stole it.
That's where Punk got it from, was Tommy.
He stole it from him. Yeah. See, I'm horrible with this. Dude, I don't know the New Day's finishers.
The Midnight Hour.
Trouble in Paradise. The
Big Ending.
Lost in the Woods and the Big End.
Midnight Hour.
No, when I say it, I'm like, oh, the finisher.
And the Honor Roll. Forgot the Honor Roll.
That's the name of the move. My God, it's the finisher.
Yes. I'm horrible in those moves.
Xavier has Lost in the Woods and the Honor Roll. Kofi has the SOS and Trouble in Paradise.
But yet, if I asked you Baron Corbin's finisher, you would know it.
No.
Yeah.
That's the
only
one. And just the Big Ending.
Baron Corbin? I don't know.
And the Splash. The Splash.
Rock Bottom?
I know what the Rock Bottom
Baron Corbin is when he rock bottoms himself.
Is that what it's called?
It's like the thing Abyss uses. Same thing, but in
deep sea. See, I don't know these names. Don't know the names of them.
You know the moves,
the black hole.
Yeah, if you said
Black Hole Slam, it's like turning going this way.
What's his move? I know it when you say
Corbin's End of Days.
Corbin's is End of Days. It goes backwards. Still black hole, but it's going this way instead of this way.
This is the worst podcast ever. Because there's so many conversations going at the same time, it's just going
to
sound like a
clusterfuck. Like, we just need to put a piece and a beer in front of here and then just leave it go and just cutter. Talk.
Okay.
You would think... Stone Cold.
Oh.
What?
I said, if I would have said sit out cutter, who was that?
Johnny Ace.
Wait.
Okay.
All right.
No, it's people power.
No, Johnny Ace invented the RKO. That's different.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, I can ask you questions. What are your questions you want to know? Who's Johnny Ace's brother?
Animal.
Road Warrior Animal.
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
Okay.
I know that.
Who's his tag team partner?
Who, Johnny Ace?
Yeah.
He's in my profile picture. Talk.
No. Who's Johnny Ace's tag team partner?
Douglas. Johnny Ace's.
Dude, I know this stuff.
Shane Douglas?
Dude, this is like the horrible... They were the dudes.
The dynamic dudes.
But, like, you're wrong.
With attitudes.
It was him and Tommy Rogers. They were the Fantastics.
The Fantastics?
What was this?
They were a cleaning brand?
It was Shane and,
they went in, they cleaned the ring out.
It was Shane Douglas and somebody else. It wasn't Johnny Ace, somebody else.
Oh, shit, I'm thinking...
I
think 24
was the one.
Shit.
Yeah, dying too. They can't skateboards. No, I thought.
I gotta stop this soon, cause I gotta get going.
Yeah, same here.
I was actually wondering if you still realized that it was still recording.
Yeah. Cause we started off with bombing Pearl Harbor and then just went from there.
Nah, if I give right to the pay-per-view.
Okay, everybody give their rating for the pay-per-view from a 1 to 10.
I give it a B.
You give everything
1
a
to
B.
10, I give it a B.
I give it an 8.5.
I give it a 6 stars.
I give it a B. I'm going to give
6.49.
See, you ask me stuff like this, like, who was tag team partners and stuff, I know. But when you tell me finishers, I'm not going to know that shit. I can't remember what a leg drop looks like. No, I'm just kidding. But no,
you don't know what a leg drop... You don't know your way from a leg drop to a wristwatch.
Thank you. Like, I don't know moves. I don't. Like, I know certain ones because they're simple ones that I remember over the years.
Well, if we have Keener here apply them to you, would that make it easier for you to remember them?
Dude, like the figure four I know, the sharpshooter I know, the Boston Crab I know because there's so
armbar.
I know what an armbar is, but the separate goals. But when you go, when you go, like the go to sleep, I wouldn't know. Like I know it's all what is this?
What's the Legion of Doom?
The clothesline?
Doomsday Device, he just
yeah,
said
the clothesline, Doomsday Device.
See, when he said it, I remembered it.
What about Demolition? Without anybody else helping.
See, I know this. I don't know.
I can see them.
I really don't know.
Okay, do you remember how what they did?
Do you remember the song?
Yeah. Smash an axe, yeah. Here comes the axe, here comes...
What about the Eliminators?
Eliminators? I know it was called Total Elimination, just because their name is Eliminator.
You would just remember that because of whenever Joey Styles would yell, because he'd be like, Total Elimination!
Oh my God!
That stuff, I remember. But, like, certain moves... Dude, I don't know what the move Braun Strowman has.
Demolition to the elbow drop.
What's the name of it?
It's just the running power slam.
Yeah.
Okay,
Bulldog. How would you not know that when the Bulldog is one of your favorite people?
Bulldog.
I say I don't know moves.
Warlord did it too.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah,
but
Bulldog didn't name it. It was just running power slam.
It was just running power slam.
Okay.
Bruce is using it too.
Just like most of them.
Thank you for joining us at Pearl Harbor. This is DB Richards.
Dave Keener.
We need to bomb this podcast. Good night.
Good night.